Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Where the Sidewalk Trends. A little Shel Silverstein ref from fellow parent Johnny Davis. Hey, I'm Jack. I'm back. You are Miles. Hello.
I am.
And before we get to all the fun subjects, such as Chet Hanks that are trending, we do want to let you guys know about something Miles apparently scheduled when I was gone. Apparently we got a live show streaming August 25th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Go to momenthouse.com/thedailyzeitgeist.
It will be a live moment, an iconic moment, if you will. And also worry not, because if you can't make it for the live stream, there are video on demand options. So you could watch that at your leisure, I believe up to a week after. And even if you get late to it, you can still watch it without missing anything. So no matter what, you will be able to feast your eyes upon the live show that we were up slated to take across the country in 2020, but pandemic kind of shifted things.
Whatever.
Untold misery across the world. But yes, you can have this opportunity to check it out. We will have a special guest, maybe guests, but tune in. We'll announce that stuff later on. So yeah, check it out. Hope to see you there virtually.
All right. Let's tell the people what's trending. Enough formality. Let's get into it. Chet Hanks trending because he has the hot takes on the vaccine.
Vaccines, you know, if you remember his parents, Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks, the first, like, I remember that was like, we were like, oh, they got COVID, like at the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to their son, their one and only, giving his takes about why the vaccine or whatever next level thinking he's got on that.
Hey guys, so just checking in. Look, I've been kind of on the fence about this for a while. That's why I've never spoke on it. But with the amount of people that I know recently that have gotten COVID, and with like the numbers rising, I think it's important for me to say, like, I got the vaccine. I think everybody should. I think it's really important, like, that we all do this, just as like citizens, as Americans. We have to look out for each other and get this shit under control, guys. So like, I suggest to all my followers, you guys set an appointment and get the vaccine first thing. Psych, bitch. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I never had COVID. You ain't sticking me with that motherfucking needle. It's the motherfucking flu. Get over it, okay? If you're sick, stay inside. I'm tired of having, okay? Why are we working around y'all? If y'all, if you're in danger, stay your ass inside. I'm tired of wearing a motherfucking mask.
Okay. Yeah. There he goes. The God MC has spoken. Brother Chet, coming to the pulpit to fucking preach the gospel. Motherfucker, dude, it's so stupid.
He's got whatever. Ryan Lochte eyes. He's got the those.
You
just
got
dead.
Ryan Lochte eyes.
just nothing going on behind those.
Those, yeah, behind blue eyes.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Anyway, that's cool. That's that so has sick to be. That he just did that term, bro.
Yeah, that was tight.
Wow.
He has to be like his dad's greatest source of stress, right?
Maybe. Or if at this point he's just like, fucking Chet, I don't even understand. Where did we go wrong, Rita? She's like, let's not talk about it, honey.
Right.
Let's not talk about it. He's lost.
Oof. All right, let's talk about better products of our lovely city of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook coming home.
Uh-oh, time to talk NBA, listener.
Watch
it's
out.
It's been a drought.
Skip forward. Yeah, man. The Lakers have acquired multi-time MVP Russell Westbrook, right? He won it more than once, didn't he? Maybe only
so.
Once. But anyways, he won the motherfucking MVP of the NBA, has averaged a triple-double, is just an all-around
next-level
athlete, next-level competitor. I don't love this for the Lakers just because of his fit.
You've been saying that since I remember the second the rumors came up, you're like, I don't know if that's the best thing. But I think the way they look at it is like, this gives LeBron time on the bench so we can just always have some kind of next level player on the floor to play with AD.
Yeah.
Cause I can only imagine what him and AD are going to do. Russell and it, like, cause those lobs, they will be served.
Mm-hmm.
And the dimes will be dropping.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I like I said, Buddy Hield has always been a thing that everyone's like, man, like we definitely like Buddy Hield. But again, like most Laker fans, we will still be like, I don't know, do we need Russell Westbrook?
Right.
Do we? I'd rather have this. Do we need Carmelo Anthony? So it's a lot. But yeah, he's having his first press conference right now. And we just saw a journalist ask like the dumbest question to someone who plays basketball and is from LA, which is, you know, Melo said like the Lakers have always kind of been on his mind as a player and things like that. Is that the case for you? To the man born in Long Beach, California, and went to UCLA? Yes. It's like, and he answered it very politely.
Dude, you're from LA?
Whoa. Okay.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Wow.
And then he just does that response. He's like, dude, what?
The most ill-prepared journalist ever.
Yeah. But now we've, So, I don't know. We'll see how the season goes.
Yeah.
Should be fun, though. Should be fun.
Yeah, it'll definitely be fun.
Did you see that hug between Markieff Morris and Joel Embiid?
No.
Oh, my God. So, you know, Embiid's like, I live in this motherfucker's mind rent-free. Like, they have their shit. Like, there was a fucking... So, Markieff Morris went to the Sixers, and when he got there... He's like dapping up Joel Embiid in like the gym, and Embiid's fucking face is so funny. He's quite literally like, I can't believe this motherfucker's here right now. Like, it's like look at this picture. That's them hugging.
Oh my God.
He's looking, he's like spiking the camera like it's The Office while he's hugging him. He's like,
yeah, exactly.
For real?
He's giving a gym look to the camera. Damn, man. He's not great at hiding his feelings about people, which is why Ben Simmons continuing to be on the Sixers is going to be, I think, maybe the most awkward, like it might make history as the most awkward situation an NBA basketball player has ever been in, because he has been thrown under the bus by the best player on this team, his coach. They're basically like, yeah, no, he's gone. Like we're trading him. And then they couldn't get what they wanted for him. So it's going to be weird.
At least the videos, the great off-season tradition of Ben Simmons shooting in the gym videos have come back up again.
Mm-hmm.
This time it looks like he was practicing with Rajon Rondo on his, you know, on his three game.
Oh, wow.
But you're like, oh, okay, well, can you do that in games consistently? That'll be cool.
That's interesting. A fellow person who everyone was like, there's no way he'll be able to shoot. And then he was like, got up to like 30%.
Yeah. He's like, I'll figure something out.
Yeah, man. It'll be interesting. Like the Sixers, I heard, I don't know if this is inside info or not, but I heard the Sixers sent somebody out to LA to work with him and they couldn't locate him.
Couldn't locate Ben Simmons?
Couldn't locate him. Couldn't find
him. Oh, shit.
Like he was just like not answering their calls.
Wow.
But, I mean,
live your best life, Bean.
Yeah. Also, like, fuck them. I would be so mad at the Sixers if, like, after.
Yeah, someone from your work's calling you. Like, hey, man, where you at right now? I'm like, I'm fucking. No, I'm not doing this.
But also, just the way they threw him under the bus after the series. It's like, yeah. Well, Doc, maybe you should have made some adjustments. I don't know. But yes, he is very limited. We knew it was going to be a problem heading into the playoffs. It continues to be a problem, and the Sixers have not dealt with it.
Well, yeah.
But
like
we'll
an injection molded school chair, Doc Rivers does not make adjustments.
That's right. Cyber Symposium.
Yeah, baby.
What's
Mike
happening
Lindell,
there?
Baby.
Ooh,
the
yes.
MyPillow guy. The thing that he was getting all mad at Fox for not promoting because he's like, I'm having my cyber symposium where I will fucking reveal all the stolen facts about the election.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolute mess. There's like over 100,000 people fucking live streaming it.
Oh, wow.
And that's just on one platform. But this whole thing is about like him just claiming that the 2020 election is stolen. He says he has evidence like on CNN. I don't know if you saw this thing earlier in the week. CNN took like he's like, can you show us some of this evidence? Like, here's the metadata from the thing. And they sent it to like a ton of experts. And they're like, this is the most rudimentary metadata like we've ever seen. It has nothing to do with anything. Like, this is just metadata. Mm. And he keeps saying he's going to prove it. As of right now, he hasn't proved a single thing except for the fact that he doesn't like people that break for lunch during long lectures. I'm just going to play this thing for you where he's like, I ain't going to lunch. He's like getting mad that people are like, yo, you've been saying nonsense for hours. Can we get some food real quick?
You think about that.
But they got something they want to show you off stage here.
Okay, I guess we have something off stage. So we're live streaming though. So you want to talk?
Well, I think we're set up for a break, and then maybe we're going to talk a little bit right when we get back there. We're going to go into...
No, we're not going on a break. Put up that movie again. Run the movie. There's no breaks. We're streaming 72 hours live.
Is it The Godfather?
So around the world. This never stops. You guys can go eat. That's fine, but I ain't eating. I'm staying up here for 72 hours before they ruin our signal.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Cool. So that'll prove that you don't have evidence even more, because the whole thing is he's just pump faking with this supposed evidence that he doesn't show anyone. It's all a grift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just meant to keep this fucking disaster rolling.
Nothing says tech savvy like people who still use the word cyber when talking about things related to the computer.
Yeah. If you're not in literal cybersecurity, you're right. Like, this is my cyber wife. Wait.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and there is big news in the world of Lionel Messi, and I don't know what it means. There is a lot of acronyms, a lot of initials being thrown around. he left one club and went to another.
Yep. This man who's played his entire career for Barcelona, Más que un club, as their motto is, more than a club, is... Basically, they completely fucked up their finances. They were deficit spending into oblivion without actually righting the ship financially. And they got to this place where they couldn't, even if Messi wanted to play for free, they couldn't keep him on the roster because all of the other bloated contracts that they had that was keeping them like just sort of in this calculation that they weren't spending within their means, essentially. So it sounds like they tried everything to keep him there. And he had like this really sad press conference where he's like saying farewell to Barcelona. And like, I'm not a Barcelona supporter, but I kind of got mad at them for like, this guy was clearly going to be a lifer. Like he had no interest playing anywhere else, but through their terrible financial management, they had no choice but to fucking send him along. So now he's playing for, you know, the wonderful Qatari investment firms, that back Paris Saint-Germain. So he's playing for PSG now, which has like a lineup of Neymar and Kylian Mbappe from France.
Oh, wow.
And now
I've
Lionel Messi.
Both of them.
Yeah. So they're pretty stacked. They're pretty stacked. And it's just going to be for anyone who like really who loves the beautiful game. It's going to be really strange to see him wear anything except the Blaugrana of Barcelona. And in a way, like I'm kind of if I don't know, even again, I'm not a supporter, but there, it felt like that was like the one thing that was like nailed on is that he would play for Barcelona. And that's where we are.
It was like Gita going to the Red Sox or something.
Exactly, bro.
Right?
Exactly.
What does his new team play like within the same league as his?
No,
as
they play in France, so they're in Ligue 1. So he's going to be fucking scoring a fuck ton of goals. Like,
yeah.
It's the leagues don't even, I mean, the French league is fine, but PSG is the strongest team. I have a feeling he's going to be putting on a show. But they will potentially could face each other in the Champions League when, you know, other top international or European clubs play each other.
Damn.
But the fans were losing their minds because he's like the greatest fucking player, like living player. And yeah, the screams were like, it's like Beatlemania because of course they have God, as some people refer to him.
Well, shout out to the entire city of Barcelona. I'm sure y'all are hurting.
Yo, they're in a bad way. They're booing like other players for like not taking pay cuts to be able to bring the wage bill down to allow Messi to stay. Like there's this one defender, Samuel Umtiti. He's kind of doing like a Steph Marbury thing where he's like, look, bro, I got a contract. Like you think I'm a fucking, like I don't have another right. big deal in me. So you can boo me. You can boo me the fuck out of here. But right. They have to honor this contract. I'm going to take this money.
You gotta love it when the fans side with ownership instead of the actually like generationally talented human beings that make like the thing that they root for possible. That's always great. All right. Well, let's talk about Matt Gaetz. Cause you know, Andrew Cuomo has stepped down, does the right thing. That guy always, finally steps down
till the pressure becomes absolutely
and,
too much.
Yeah, and pressure and impending impeachment. And people are now saying, hey, wait a second. What about this guy who is being accused of actually trafficking underage?
I don't know what that's going to do, because this guy, even when he's directly confronted with it, acts like he doesn't understand English or can't hear or doesn't know what the words mean and is uninterested in acknowledging anything. But yeah, I'm sure. Maybe Matt Gaetz will do the right thing. I have a feeling he won't, and I have a feeling he'll... If the charges are what they are and they come to pass, he'll just be regular old arrested.
Right. And finally, got Moderna and got Pfizer are trending.
Yeah.
People are tweeting out their regular ass immunity experiences to counteract the bullshit horror stories that you're hearing. I like the myths that seem to be spreading the most are that, you know, I know somebody who got it and died. I know somebody who got it and became infertile. I know that like a doctor told me that if you get it now, in 3 years, you'll die or you'll be 3 years from now, you'll be infertile. Those seem to be the big ones, the big four, as we call them in the world of bullshitology.
I don't know. Everything you said has been debunked. Also, please educate yourself on the technology being used. There's no ticking time bomb mechanism which will suddenly render your organs inert,
right,
and which you will collapse into a heap.
I heard on New Year's Eve 2024 we will all hear a little beep and then our heads will explode.
It'll be like The Leftovers, basically. But you'll just see piles of bodies everywhere. They're not just going to be like, now you see them, now you don't type stuff. Did their clothes vanish too? No.
Yeah. They just... I think everything vanished, right?
Oh, was it the clothes too?
Yeah, because there weren't just like big piles of clothes left around, because otherwise people would have, like, they just disappeared.
They would have been naked on the other side then. Yeah. Would they have been naked on the other side?
I don't know. We don't know what happens to them.
We don't know what happens at all. But yeah, people like, you know, are trying to really let sort of out or what's the word I'm looking? They want to overtake all of the negative posts, or like there's only a couple that are just going viral. And so they're just saying like, please. So when people look, they know what the fucking experience is like. I got Moderna and I remember the best thing I did was the person at Dodger Stadium said, ice your fucking arm the second you get home because it will help a lot with the injection site pain. I did that. I was fucking fine. The second dose, I went, I fucking hit myself with the ice pack. I was good money. And then I was just super fatigued the rest of the time. I barely got through Mortal Kombat on my couch. I woke up and I was good. And again, you know, people's experiences vary, but not to the point where I would ever say like, oh God, don't know why I went through that just to have some kind of protection against a preventable illness. But yeah.
Yeah. I have a relative who had the vaccine, got exposed to somebody through work and tested positive, but her husband had been vaccinated. He never caught it from her. So, you know, those breakthrough, not only like, because people are talking about how, well, there's these breakthrough infections, but they make like reinfection and passing it along much, much harder.
Breakthrough cases are such a, yes, they happen. But if you're talking about truly the end game where you would want the preventable thing or the unwanted outcome of being in a hospital, those make up barely any, of the cases. So please just Don't be hezzy with it. It's okay.
I do feel like we're moving more and more towards kind of an understanding of this, the same way that people are starting to come around to the idea that, you know, it's not our fault for preferring plastic straws to paper straws. It's, you know, the big oil company's fault for destroying the environment knowingly over the past like three decades. I do feel like we need to both shame the people who are refusing to get the vaccine for bad reasons, but also like just make it mandatory. Like,
yeah,
just
and slowly a lot of places are moving towards that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and for people who, if again, like there's clearly people who are just anti-vax no matter what. There's nothing you can tell them. And then there are people who seem confused and scared and things like that. But yeah, if people fall into that column around you, I, you know, you can gently tell them there's nothing to fear. Go literally speak with your doctor and ask them straight up, is this going to happen? They will give you straight up answers, but I don't know. It's preventable, y'all. It's preventable.
It is preventable. All right. That is going to do it for us for this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.